Tell me what you eat, and I will tell you what you are. The absolute philosopher says, tell me what you eat, and I will tell you what you are. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Do you eat physical substance? Do you eat things that are of the earth? Do you eat whatever you have around you? Are you living in a human body or are you living in a divine body? What do you eat? Tell me what you eat and I'll tell you what you are. People sometimes say that when they read a book, they eat it up. They devour the book. They devour the information in the book. And when people listen in their inner consciousness, they devour whatever it is that they have that they're reading or thinking about or listening to or feeling. And eating is really quite something important. We think eating is just for the physical food that we have in our physical body. And the physical food that we have in our physical body, for some reason, we have created ourselves thinking that that is what is necessary for our life. We know that our physical body is made up of atoms. We know that these atoms are eternal. We know that these atoms live forever. We know that these atoms do not need air to breathe. They do not need any. And these atoms, if they are not working in our human body, they'll be working in some other form of substance, because the atoms are the substance that the universe is made up of. And it is rather amazing, because these atoms have within each atom, the power beyond imagination. And the body of the human body, your body, my body, is made up of so many atoms that we cannot even understand the numbers that they use to tell us the number of atoms in our body. And if we think that what we eat is the food that we have, or even that what we eat is the information, the ideas that come to us, we are very limited indeed. We have the ability to eat the infinite essence of the universe, which is not the manna that Moses spoke of, but the infinite essence of the universe, which is thoughts, which are ideas, which are concepts, which are illuminating brilliance, which go beyond physical food, which go beyond the steaks and potatoes, which go beyond anything. And this is where we want to be. This is why I can say to you, tell me what you eat, and I will tell you what you are. It's not that you are limited by being what you eat and what you put your concentration on, but that is the expression of the dimension that you are. That merely shows me and you where your belief about yourself is. Who really are you? Who really is it that you believe that you are? Are you what you eat? Are you the food that you eat? Are you the ideas that you eat? Are you the information that you have from the world about you? Or are you the being from the world within? Are you listening to the divine being that you are? Are you listening and eating from that grand table of wisdom that is within you? That wisdom of unlimited stuff. Well, we tend to do it from time to time. We go in that direction. And as we go in that direction, we're having a lot of fun. We're having a grand old time in going in that direction. But what are we doing? What are we doing as we're going in that direction? Are we going in that direction and in that direction finding something that is wonderful and beautiful and fantastic? Are we listening to the infinite peace within us that tells us all things are us right now? Are we spending our time and our mind and our attitudes and our wisdom and our listening to the divine within us so that we will be that? So that we will be whatever thoughts we think. The thoughts we think, that's the food that we are really eating. That's what lives a longer life than any physical piece of food that we ever might put in our bodies. And our bodies, we've taught them to digest and to ingest all the food and to make it ours, to make it be useful to this physical body. Well, isn't it interesting how animals and how insects and what have you, each have their own pleasure of what they eat in the physical food. And that while some animals can eat some foods, other animals can't eat those foods. And why did they do it? They learned how to eat them. They learned how to live that life. Some animals are land animals and some animals are animals from the ocean, from the water. And how did they be that way? How did they enter into that type of a life? Well, tell me what you eat, and I'll tell you what you are. You look and study, as mankind is doing now, the animals in the animal nature, and what are you finding? You're finding that these animals are, they're changing, and they're evolving in whatever ways are necessary, so that whatever type of lifestyle they're taking on, it's beneficial to them. We look at the whales, which evolved from a land animal, and they no longer have feet, they no longer have arms, they no longer have ears, they no longer have anything that we understand. It's all quite different, made for a new environment that they're in. A heavy-duty environment of water. We are in the lighter-duty environment of air that we are breathing and living in. And this is not our reality. What our reality is something far more wonderful, far more beautiful than we have ever given ourselves thought to. Today, we can listen to the divine within ourselves. We can eat from the infinite substance of the universe, which is thought. And taking that thought can evolve us into being a thought itself, into being the essence of all that is fantastic and beautiful and good. And as we enter into that area of beingness, no matter what we do, no matter how we think, no matter how we say it, we come up with some pretty exciting aspects. We come up with some realizations that it's not but what we eat, what we breathe, what we drink. It's what we think. What we think. So now, today we can start setting a new cause in motion for ourselves of thinking things we want to think. What things do we want to think? Well, our immediate thought might be we'd like to levitate or teleport. We'd like to be wherever we'd like to live eternally in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. We'd like to be aware of the infinite cosmos that we are. We'd like to be aware of ourselves on all dimensions of beingness that we are on. We'd like to be aware that there are an infinite number of dimensions, and that we are on each of these dimensions right now, expressing ourselves fully and wonderfully and beautifully. This is what we reach for. This is what we truly want to eat. This is the diet that we want to feed ourselves, which says, I am more than I could ever have dreamed to be. And not more, but I am fantastic. I am eternal. I am everlasting. I am immortal. I am all. And as we say that for ourselves, say that to ourselves, know that, then we are on the right path. Then truly, tell me what you eat, and I will tell you what you are. What are you? You're divine because I'm divine. Now, let's start spending a little more time in thinking about being divine, and how in being divine I outwardly express on this human plane my divine self, and it is wonderful and good and beautiful. It's fantastic because I outwardly express on this human plane my divine self, my unlimited self, my everlasting self. And it is truly good and very good. Know this for yourself today, as I know it for myself and for everyone in my universe. And that means all. Because you and I are all right now. And we know it. Have a wonderful day. I love you. I love you. I love you.